Okay.
The 7 weeks immediately following Tisha B'Av, we lay in special haftaras that are known as the Shev Denechemte, the 7 haftaras of Nechama. Haftaras always have to be in Yonah D'Yoyma. So usually in Yonah D'Yoyma means in connection with the Parshas HaShavua. And sometimes if it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, so you have a special haftarah for that. Sometimes Erev Rosh Chodesh, Mocha Chodesh. And before Tisha B'Av, you have the Tlas de Puranusa, 3 haftaras relate to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and 7 haftaras that are Divrei Nechama. So last week we said Nachamu. And this Shabbos we're going to have a haftarah where the Bnei Yisrael complained to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, but Tarmit Zion Azabadi Hashem, Hashem's Shechechani. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam got rid of us. He forgot all about us. So the Rabbeinu Shel Olam says, it cannot be. Does a mother ever forget her baby? Once in a while that will happen. Sometimes that does happen. The mothers forget about their babies. We hear about it in the newspapers. But the Rabbeinu Shel Olam says, he loves the Bnei Yisrael much more than a normal, healthy mother loves her child. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam will never forget the Bnei Yisrael. So there's a famous medrash on that pasuk, "Gamelet tishkachna v'yonachi lo eshkachech," where the simple reading is, once in a while a mother forgets a baby, but I will never forget the Jewish people. So the medrash has an additional level of interpretation in the pasuk. When the Jewish people sinned with the Chet Ha'egel, so the expression that they used was, Eila Lehecha Yisrael. On the occasion of Maimon HaSinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu proclaimed, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. So the Medrash gives this additional level of interpretation, Gamela Tishkachna, the Baruch Shalom says, I will forget about the Chet Ha'egel. However, the schus that Bnei Yisrael have, that we accepted the Torah at HaSinai, Anochi Lo Yashkachech, he will never forget that. What does that mean? In the Rabbeinu Shel Olam has partial forgetfulness. He has a selective memory. Some things he remembers, some things he forgets. Chet Egel he will forget, and the schus of Bnei Yisrael having participated out of their own free will, Maimon HaSinai, he will not forget. So the answer is no. Those who are married, they know that their spouses have malus and chesreinus. You have children, children have milas and chesrenes. Everybody has, every human being has milas and chesrenes. Every city has milas and chesrenes, every country, every job. So you can't always have a love-hate relationship with every person in the world, a love-hate relationship with every relative in every city in your job. You love and you hate it at the same time. You have to make up your mind whether basically it's a good shidduch. Basically, the children are basically your children if they're basically good children. And if you like living in the city, the Gemara says, Chei Mokam Al Yoshva, people usually live in a city. So they fall in love with the city, they think it's nice. So they forget about the Chesreinus. You can't keep on harping on the Milas and the Chesreinus at the same time. You have to make up your mind. Is it a good person? Is it a good city? Is it a good job or not? And then you have to ignore the miut of the things that are not so. So the Baruch Shalom says, taking into consideration the whole history of the Jewish people, Gamela Tishkachna, he's going to forget about the fact that we said, Eila Lehecha Yisrael, that we participated in the Chet Ha'egel. Vanochi, but the schus of Maimon HaSinai, Lo Yashkachech, the Baruch Shalom will not forget. You have to daven to the Baruch Shalom that he should remember the few schusim that we have. He should hasten to bring us a geula. There's a beautiful pasuk in this week's Sedra in Parshas Hekev. Moshe Rabbeinu is the whole Chumash Devarim is a month before the death of Moshe Rabbeinu. He starts reviewing the entire Torah Sheba'al Peh with Bnei Yisrael. The Gemara has a tradition that originally Moshe Rabbeinu was only instructed to teach the mitzvahs to Bnei Yisrael, to teach the Piskei Halacha, just to teach Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, that's all. And how to derive the dinim, how to develop ideas based on Torah Sheba'al Peh, that was going to be for Moshe, and he has the right to keep it for his descendants. He doesn't have to share it with Bnei Yisrael. But the Gemara says Moshe Rabbeinu was a Tovayin. He wasn't not a Tzarayin, he was a Tovayin. So you figured he'll share it with everybody else. He won't be losing anything by sharing it with everyone else. So he transmitted the whole Torah Shebaal Peh and the whole ins and outs of learning to Bnei Yisrael. But that wasn't really the initial plan. The most important thing in learning Torah is to know bottom line the dinim. Most important thing is to learn Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, to know Piskei Halacha. What are the dinim? This part of the Torah, what we spend years and years learning in the yeshivas, the pilpulim, the machlokes, tanoim, and amaroim, and rishonim, and all the pilpulim, this was all originally intended for Moshe Bizarai, for Moshe Rabbeinu. This is the dessert, this is the icing on the cake. These are the fancy, it's not the ikar of learning. The ikar of learning is to know all the tariag mitzvahs and all the details, halacha l'maaseh. So when is it that Moshe Rabbeinu shared pilpul shel Torah, what the Gemara says? When did he share that with Bnei Yisrael? It's unclear in the Chumash. So the Netziv, in his commentary on the Torah, suggests that this was the last month of his life, the beginning of Chumash Dvarim, a month before Moshe Rabbeinu dies. He starts reviewing Kol HaTorah Kulo, and he's reviewing Torah Shebaal Peh. So in Torah Shebaal Peh, you say a din, and then by association that reminds you of another din, then by association that reminds you of another din. So that's why the Gemara says that in Chumash Dvarim, because it's Moshe Rabbeinu reviewing Torah Shebaal Peh with Bnei Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu b'pi atzmai amara, Moshe Rabbeinu reviewing in his mind and teaching Bnei Yisrael all the ins and the outs of Torah Shebaal Peh, and he organized all the information by association. The first din reminded him of the second din reminded him of the third din. So that's why the Gemara says that in Chumash Dvarim, it's different from the other four Chumashim, we darshan smuchim. In Kol HaTorah Kula, in the other four Chumashim, we have a drasha of Hekish. If you have two dinim written in the same pasuk, we assume that there's a connection. But in Chumash Dvarim, we assume there's even a connection between one pasuk and the next pasuk, and the second pasuk and the third pasuk. That's called smuchim. Because the whole Chumash Dvarim is Moshe Rabbeinu reviewing Kol HaTorah Kula with Bnei Yisrael. So in this week's Seder, Parshas Eker, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Bnei Yisrael, the Rebbeinu Shalom is not asking so much of you. He's not asking so much. He only wants it to have Yira Shavayim and Avas Hashem and to observe all of the mitzvahs, Olalachas B'chol Derochov, Oladovka Bo. That's all he's asking of you, to have Yira Shavayim. So the Gemara has a famous comment. Moshe Rabbeinu says, what is Hashem asking of you? He's only asking to have Yirah Shamayim. The Gemara has a famous comment. Otu Yirah Milsa Zutra Sahi. It's such an easy thing. There's so many religious people who lack a lot of Yirah Shamayim. How many people have true Yirah Shamayim? How many people are there really who are really Yirah Shamayim? So what kind of an expression is that? What is Hashem asking of you? Only have a lot, a little bit of Yirah Shamayim. Not so easy. So the Gemara says, "V'gabi Moshe." And so usually we interpret on the Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu. He was so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was such a Yirei Shamayim. So in his mind, he thought that it's an easy thing to attain for one to have Yirei Shamayim. That's the way it's usually understood. That's how I usually translate the line in the Gemara. From the perspective of Moshe Rabbeinu, it wasn't so difficult. And the whole Chumash Dvarim is Moshe Rabbeinu speaking. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, put it into the Chumash the way you said it. There are those who interpret the Gemara with a little twist, that perhaps what it means is, if you have a Rebbe like Moshe Rabbeinu who can serve as a role model in front of you, the Gabi Moshe for the Dora Mitpah who saw Moshe Rabbeinu in front of their eyes, so for them it was a Milsa Zutra city. You live in a generation, you live in a community where you don't have such great Yirei Shamayim, such great Tzaddikim, that it's not so easy to have Yirei Shamayim. But one who sees Moshe Rabbeinu day in and day out, and Moshe Rabbeinu was on such a high level of Yirei Shamayim, so the Gabi Moshe, one who lives in such a generation, so then Yirei Shamayim is a Milsa Zutra city. So that's the simple meaning of the pasuk. Mo Hashem Elokecha Shalom Imach Kim LeYira. What is Hashem asking of you? Just to have Yirei Shamayim, Avas Hashem. These two, Yirei Hashem and Avas Hashem, always go together. they're in a certain sense contradictory. Sometimes you have a person who has such Yirah Shamayim, he's shaking, he's trembling all the time. You see people like that shaking with Yirah Shamayim. So their Avas Hashem is going to be weaker. The other people are so lovey-dovey with the Ribbono Shel Olam, so much Avas Hashem, so they're lacking in Yirah Shamayim. So everyone has to figure out some kind of a compromise between Avas Hashem and Yirah Shamayim. To the extent that you have Ava, you're going to be lacking in Yirah. Sent to have you, you're going to be lacking an Amos. So no two people have the same compromise. Everyone has to try to fulfill both of these mitzvahs. Avos Hashem, Yiras Hashem, Olechus B'chol D'Rocho, V'Ladovka Bo, and so on. So the Gemara has an additional comment on this pasuk, in addition to the simple translation of the words. So the Gemara says that one is obligated to recite 100 brachas every day. And the Gemara sounds as if they're deriving it from this pasuk. Where do you see that in the pasuk? So one interpretation is that we read Mo Hashem Elokecha Shel Meimach instead of reading it Mo Mei Hashem Elokecha Shel Meimach. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants of you that you should recite 100 brachas every day. Why should you reread the pasuk instead of Mo? You should say Mei. So many assume it's only an asmachta mid the Rabbanah. It's not a real din min haTorah. There is such an opinion that it's a din min haTorah, that it's not a takana of the Rabbanah, that's what the pasuk really means. It's a real drush of the Torah Shabbat Peh. We have to recite 100 brachas every day, but most assume that it's not so. And there are midrashim that seem to say explicitly that David HaMelech instituted this takana of the Rabbanah, that everyone should recite 100 brachas every day. Some say that the pasuk was only intended, many assume the pasuk was only intended as an asmachta, and the asmachta is based on the word mo. And mo Hashem Elokecha, you read it as if it were written, Mei Hashem Elokecha Shel Meimach. Hashem is requesting of you to recite 100 brachas every day. Tosfos has another interpretation, that if you count the letters in the pasuk, there are 100 letters in the pasuk. And then Tosfos points out that in our editions of the Sefer Torah, all the standard editions are only 99 letters. There are not 100 letters. So obviously, if you say that the pshat is that there are 100 letters, and that's the drasha, either the drasha or the asmachta, one or the other, you're going to have to say that one of the words in the pasuk is supposed to be spelled mole, and we spell it chaser. So that's going to pose a problem. The Pashto says that we assume that this is only a takana the Rabbanu, but still, a person should recite Mea Brachas B'chol Yom. So how do you have Mea Brachas? So you have, the Shemana Esri is no longer 18 Brachas, it's 19. So if you daven Shachris, Mincha, and Maariv every day, so you have 19 times 3, so you have close to 60. Then the Birchas HaShachar, you have 15 Birchas HaShachar, so that's 75. So you're still missing another 25. So you have to have snacks all day long. You have to keep on eating Alan snacks the whole day long. Say a bracha before and a bracha after, bracha before, bracha after. We'll be fat like a horse. So how do you fill up? Where do you say all the other brachas? There aren't 100 brachas every day. So one, there's a medrash. Beis Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Kara quotes a medrash on the pasuk towards the end of Shir HaShirim. Pasuk reads, "Hayashav baganim, chaver makshim lekoyla hashmiini." That the people sit in the gardens and they talk to each other. It sounds like, and they pay attention to each other. Hayashav baganim, chaver makshim lekoyla hashmiini. What is it referring to? So the Beis Yosef by Rabbi Yosef Karo quotes a Medrash Rabba and Shir HaShirim on that pasuk. It's referring to Shabbos, where the Amidah only has 7 brachas. So fine, you say Musaf, but the Shachris, the Musaf, and the Mincha each only have 7 brachas. Fine, you have Musaf, another 7, but you only have 7 brachas. So how are you going to have your Mea brachas b'chol yayim? You have to have an awful lot of snacks. It's 5 times many snacks on Shabbos than on the weekday. It's not going to be. So the Medrash says that they had a practice that they would sit in the gardens and they would eat fruits or vegetables that were plucked off before Shabbos. The fruits of the vegetables that become detached on Shabbos are considered mukzit. So since at the beginning of the day there was still mechub al karka, you're not allowed to detach them, so they retain the status of mukzit throughout Shabbos. So the fruits and the vegetables that were detached before Shabbos began, the people would sit and eat them. So one person says Baruch Pihoitz, and everybody says Amen. And the din is Kol Ha'ina Amen Achar HaBracha. One who answers Amen after someone else's bracha, Kil Hoitzi Bracha Mipivdam. It's considered as if he himself said a bracha. So if each person is going to say, you have a group of 10 people, and each person says Ha'itzu Adama, and the other people pay attention, they say Amen, so you have another 10 brachas. So once you rely on that stunt, on that trick, that Kol Ha'ina Amen Acha Bracha, Kil Hoitzi Bracha Mipivdam. So then if you pay attention to the Chazaras HaShatz every day, so Shachris you have 19 and 19. Chazan says 19 brachas, and you say Amen. After all the brachas, then Mincha you have again 19 and 19. Then Ma'ariv you have 19, so you have 5 times 19. So that's already almost 100 brachas. Then you say the 15 brachas HaShachar, got another 15. And if you have in shul, if you say Birchas HaShachar before the Chazan, then the Chazan says the 15 brachas and you say Amen, so you have another 15 brachas. So you have your Me'er brachas before you even get to Ma'ariv. You have your Me'er brachas before the Chazaras HaShatz on Mincha. You have Shachar, Shmoneh Esrei, 19 and 19, your own and the Chazan's. You have 15 Birchas HaShachar of your own and the 15 of the Chazan. And if you have Kriya Satara, they were in a normal situation, so people say a bracha before and after Kriya Satara. Under normal circumstances, when you know to say Vitaira is kosher. Mm-hmm. On Shabbos, when you give 7 aliyahs, we have 7 brachas before Hashem Bracha Bono, 7 brachas after Hashem Nasan Lono. Then you have the Haftara has a bracha before, several brachas after. So if everybody pays attention to the brachas, word for word, they listen and they answer Amen at the end without being mafsik, without talking in the middle, so that counts as an additional bracha. So that's the way we gain our Me'er brachas b'hoyah. The idea behind reciting Me'er brachas, you should recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there all the time. So the Olam is with us every step of the way. We should recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is when there's thunder, when there's lightning, when you see beautiful mountains, when you see beautiful waterfalls, and you see all these beautiful things. We should say brachas all the time, not only when we're eating food and when we're performing mitzvahs. We should say brachas all the time. To recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all over. So that concept of the Me'er Brachas, the Gemara either latches on to the Pasuk in today's Seder, or really learns it out from the Pasuk in today's Seder. Another Pasuk in today's Seder has the mitzvah of Pichas HaMozen. The Pasuk praises Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Chito, Sarev Geffen, Atein Avarim, and Eretz Eishem, and Advosh. The Pasuk singles out the Shivas Aminim, the 7 grains and fruits in the Shtapcha Behem Eretz Yisrael. And then the Pasuk, what is it? Is it relevant? Halacha L'maisa, these 7 minim, these 7 fruits and grains that Eretz Yisrael produces. So the Mishnais tell us, yes, it's relevant for the Mitzvah Bikurim. Mitzvah Bikurim only applies with respect to the Shivas Aminim. There is even an opinion in Rishonim, we don't really accept this opinion, that the mitzvah of Trumas and Maisris only applies min HaTorah biblically to the Shivas Aminim. We restrict it even further. We don't assume it applies to all the Shivas Aminim. We assume, like the Rashi and Tosfos, and the majority of the Rishonim and Shulchan Aruch, we paskin that the mitzvah min HaTorah to be Marfris, Trumas and Maisris, and anything that grows in Eretz Yisrael only applies to Dogon, Tirish, VeYitzer. Dogon means the grains, the 5 grains, wheat and barley and all of their subcategories, and the grapes and the wine, into olives, into olive oil. That's all. Reishis, the Groncha Tiroshcha Vitzracha, Reishis means the choice, the first, means the Truma is the first thing. So there's only Reishis, the Groncha Tiroshcha Vitzracha, there's Truma. The Maisa, the same, only applies to Dog and Tirish Vietza Minatur. But the Rabbanon, the Chachamim, extended the mitzvah to be Marfish Truma Samaisis to anything that grows in Eretz Yisrael that's fit for human consumption. But Minatur, we assume, it only applies to the dog and tirish mitzvah. So the Shivas Aminim is not some Eretz Yisrael is praised. It's halachically relevant as well. That these Shivas Aminim are the only things that are nageya to the mitzvah of Bikurim. Then the Gemara points out the words in the Pasuk are written in a specific order. Chit, Osor, Gef, and Atein of Rimon. Five written in that order. Then Eretz Zeis, Shem, and Advash. The other two are written later. So the Gemara says the order in which the Shivas Aminim appears in the Chumash is relevant halacha l'maisa. How so? So the Gemara tells us a din midirabbanan. If a person is interested in eating, he has some barley bread, then he has some wheat bread, and he's interested in eating both. So which one should he say the bracha over? Should he say the bracha over the wheat bread or over the barley bread? Or he's interested in having a wheatina and then some kind of a barley chalent. So which one should he say mezainas on first? Which one should pata the other one? Well, you want to have grapes and you want to have olives. So which one should you eat? Which one should you say beri pereitz over? So the Gemara, that's a din midirabbanan, reciting brachas before you eat food. Is not a dimin atarva, that we assume most all the Rishonim assume that it's only midirabbanan. It's not a dimin atarva. So the Gemara says the Seder in which the Shivas Aminim appear on the Pasuk is relevant with respect to which of the Shivas Aminim one should recite the bracha over. But is it relevant, is the Seder in which they appear, is it relevant with respect to any biblical dinim, or is it only an asmachta relevant to this din midirabbanan? So the Pnei Yeshua, I live in Frankfurt. I live in Washington Heights. So Washington Heights, I still consider the Pnei Yeshua Marad Asra, because he was the rabbi in Frankfurt for a while until they chased him out of town. The Balabatim fired him and they chased him out of town. Not all the rabbis were so easy to get along with. So the Pnei Yeshua suggests that the Seder, Chit Asar of Gef and Atein of Riman, is relevant on the level of their Isa. If a person is eating Bikurim, a Kohen is eating Bikurim in Yerushalayim. So which one should he eat first? It's a mitzvah to eat Bikurim. So he should eat in the order that they appear in the Pasuk. Well, let's say a person is eating Maisa Sheni. Okay? So there's a Seder Kedima. The Seder Kedima was extended from the Din Deraisa of eating Bikurim. They extended it to the Birchas HaNenim. Called the Tikkun Rabbanan, came the Deraisa Tikkun. All the Dinam Derabbanan, a pattern after dinim deraisa. So on the level of deraisa, there's also a Seder Kedima over here. So the pasuk continues, after praising Eretz Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring us into the wonderful Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Chito, Sarev, Gef, and Atein of Rim, and Eretz Hashem, and Advash, then the pasuk continues to praise the delicious bread in Eretz Yisrael, Eretz HaShaloi, B'miskeinus, Tachal Balechem. And then it ends off, Yachalta v'savata v'irachto es Hashem alokecha. That there's a mitzvah in a Torah to recite Birchas Hamazon. If a person ate kidei svia, a person's in a concentration camp, and they give him so little bread, just barely enough to survive on, and he's starving after he eats the meal, so the requirement to recite Birchas Hamazon is only with the Rabbanan. The mitzvah in a Torah is only Yachalta v'savata. If the person ate kidei svia, he's not hungry after he finishes eating the meal. So usually we have a rule in the Rambam. The Rambam lists off all the 13 ikarei hu emuna. So one of the ikarim in the Rambam mentions us haTorah lo sehim uchlefes, lo sehi Torah acheres, that the laws of the Torah are immutable. The Rambam lived at a time that there were Christians who were claiming, yes, originally HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Bnei Yisrael, then came Moshe Ha'ish, and he was an Avi, and he changed everything. He told us the Baal Shem changed his mind. We don't have to keep all these mitzvahs. Or there were the Muslims who claim, yes, originally there were 613 mitzvahs. Then along came Mohammed. He was a prophet. He was a Navi. And he told us we don't have to keep all of these mitzvahs. So the Rambam comes to explain our religion doesn't accept these Nevi'im. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Adon HaNevi'im. We believe in Nevuah, or we believe Moshe Rabbeinu was the Adon HaNevi'im. So no other Navi before or after Moshe Rabbeinu was as great as Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Mele, a Navi cannot possibly come and say that Hashem changed his mind. He no longer have to observe the mitzvah. Moshe Rabbeinu said that the mitzvah is binding throughout all the future generations. So we don't accept any other Navi who's going to say otherwise. So we assume the laws of the Torah never changed. But some of the laws of the Torah we know did change. Moshe Rabbeinu himself told us some of the laws were going to change. So for example, today we were learning the Gemara in the Daf Yomi. The Gemara quotes, the Gemara alludes to the Pasuk in Parsha Shlach. When we will enter Eretz Yisrael, a new mitzvah will begin. The 40 years after Maimon HaSinai, the mitzvah didn't apply yet. When we will enter Eretz Yisrael, so the agricultural mitzvahs, Trumas and Maaseh, Shmita, V'yev, Leket, Shikhat, Pei, only apply in Eretz Yisrael after it was Niskadesh. It took 14 years, the first 14 years, to be Mekadesh Eretz Yisrael. It took 7 years to conquer Eretz Yisrael. That says in Tanakh and Sefer Yeshua. And the Gemara has an oral historical tradition that it took 7 years to divide Eretz Yisrael. Had it divided L'Shvatim, and then L'Mishpachas, and then L'Yechidim. So the Kedusha Saaretz only set in after the first 14 years. And the Gemara has a tradition that the first Shemitah was year number 21 after they crossed over the Yarden, and the first Yovel was year number 64. Because the first 14 years there was no Kedusha Saaretz. So the laws of Shemitah didn't apply till after 14 years. The first year for counting Shemitah was the 15th year, and so on. And Shubba Samaises, all the Dinim only began. So the agricultural mitzvahs, we understand, only apply in Eretz Yisrael after it attained its Kedusha. So that was after Kibush Mechiluk, after they conquered Eretz Yisrael and they divided it. But there are other mitzvahs that are not agricultural mitzvahs. So this morning on the Daf Yomi, the Gemara was talking about the mitzvah of Nisach HaYayin, that when people bring korbanos in conjunction with the korbanos, you have to bring a menchas and a niskenkim, a duber. You have to bring menachas and a nisachim. So the pasuk in Parsha Shlach sounds like it's saying, that was a whole debate among the Tanaim, is that really what it says? It sounds like it's saying that this mitzvah, that people have to bring nisachim, yayin lanesach, in conjunction with the korban, only began when the Jewish people entered Eretz Yisrael. Alright? So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. He told us in advance that there's going to be a mitzvah that's going to begin at a later date. The same thing, the Gemara tells us that from the days of Avram Avinu, the Jewish people observed the mitzvah of Mila, but we didn't observe it fully. Mila and Priya, there are two layers of skin covering the Aver. So the mitzvah Priya, to fold back or to remove the thinner membrane, only began in the days of Yeshua ben Nun. When they came to Gilgal, Yeshua ben Nun was instructed, Shuv Moles ben Israel Shenis, they should do a second bris milah and all the people. How can you do a second bris milah? There's nothing to cut off. So the Gemara points out, from the days of Avram Avinu to the days of Yeshua ben Nun, they only cut off the thick layer of skin on top. And only after the days of Yeshua ben Nun, then the nature of the mitzvah changed. So Tosfos says, apparently this was told to Moshe Rabbeinu, Halacha l'Moshe b'Sinai, that a Navi will come, it will appear in the future, and sometime in the future, and tell the people that from now on, the mitzvah changed. From now on, yeah. It's not like Muhammad, or it's not like Osa Ha'ish, that Moshe Rabbeinu said these mitzvahs apply l'olam v'od. So they came and they said, Moshe Rabbeinu made a mistake. Over here, Moshe Rabbeinu told us this. The day will come in the future that a Navi will come, namely Yeshua ben Nun, and he will tell us we have to do mitzvahs mila differently. We have to do more. Similarly, the mitzvah of Birchas Hamazon changed. That originally in the Midbar, when the man came down and they made bread, so Moshe Rabbeinu composed the first bracha, Zonas HaKol. But the second bracha, you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'chalta v'savata v'rachta s'Hashem alakecha al ha'aretz ha'tayva. You have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us Eretz Yisrael. So thanking Him for giving us Eretz Yisrael is only after He delivered on it. Avraham Avinu made a kinyan on Eretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, Kul b'salach ba'aretz l'orko l'rachbo ki l'choy tenena. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, walk around the borders of the land, and you will acquire thereby, by walking around the borders, this will constitute a kinyan chazaka. And Avraham Avinu was going to Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, it was going to Eretz Yisrael, but the Nochrim who lived there still had, we didn't have the kinyan Peres, we only had the kinyan Aguf. We only got the kinyan Peres later. So we didn't have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu when the Mon came down. We were obligated to recite Birchas Hamazon and only the first bracha, Zonas HaKol. After Yeshua ben Nun conquered Eretz Yisrael, after the first 7 years, then the mitzvah in HaTorah Birchas Hamazon changed, and Yeshua ben Nun had to compose the text of the second bracha, Nodu L'cho al Ha'aretz. We thank you for giving us Eretz Yisrael. Then the Gemara points out, the Pasuk says, V'chalta v'savata v'rachtas Hashem alakecha al ha'aretz ha'teva. You have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the first bracha for the food, second bracha for giving us Eretz Yisrael, the third bracha for giving us ha'teva. Ha'teva is a reference to Yerushalayim, because the Pasuk describes Yerushalayim, ha'hor ha'teva hazeh v'halev onom. And Yerushalayim, there is a double aspect. Yerushalayim is number one, the capital of Eretz Yisrael, political capital of Eretz Yisrael. Number two, it's the makam of the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara has a historical tradition that when David HaMelech established Yerushalayim as his capital, he had to compose the text of the third bracha. We thank you for giving us Yerushalayim as the capital. But David HaMelech, as much as he desired to build the Beis HaMikdash, the Navi didn't permit him. The Navi told him, Dam Rav Shafachta. He was a big warrior, killed a lot of Palestinian troublemakers, terrorists. He killed a lot of Plishtim. So the Navi didn't permit him to build the Beis HaMikdash. So the Navi told David HaMelech, you're going to have a son, Shlomo. He's going to be an Ish Shalom. He's going to be peaceful during his lifetime. And he will be the one to build the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara says, the third bracha of the Birchas Hamazon is required min HaTorah when Yerushalayim is the capital of Eretz Yisrael. So then David HaMelech had to compose the first half of the bracha. We thank you for giving us Yerushalayim as the capital. When Shlomo HaMelech built the first Beis HaMikdash, then he added on to the third bracha, and we thank you as well for giving us a Beis HaMikdash. It's already many centuries that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, almost 2,000 years. So the Tanoim, after the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, changed the text of the bracha. So they changed the Rachem Noach. Please have Rachmanis on Allah Bayis HaGol Bakadosh and Nikra Shimchola. Please have Rachmanis on the Beis HaMikdash. Please have Rachmanis on Malchus Beis David Mishichecha. Have Rachmanis on the Malchus Beis David if we don't have it. Have Rachmanis on Yerushalayim, Mir Kodshech. Have Rachmanis on Yerushalayim. It is a big thing that Yerushalayim was declared as the capital. When Yerushalayim is recognized as the capital of Eretz Yisrael, then there's a mitzvah min HaTorah to say the third bracha in the Birchas Hamazon. We thank you for giving us Yerushalayim as the capital. Kozman, it's neither the capital nor do you have a Beis HaMikdash. Rachem Noach is the third bracha is probably only Midirabbanan, because the bracha is only I have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what He gave us. So there were certain mitzvahs that changed over the years. The Nisach HaYayin began according to some Tanaim when they entered Eretz Yisrael, the mitzvah of Nisach HaYayin on the Korbanos, and the mitzvah to perform the bris milah b'shleimusa, to do milah upriya, began from Gilgal, when Yehoshua ben Nun was instructed, Shuv Malas Bnei Yisrael Shenis, Mitzvah Korban Pesach also, Mikar Adin, Pesach Mitzrayim was a Yotzim, and Pesach Mitzrayim was a Hayru Ashura, and Pesach Midbar was also a Hayru Ashura. Mikar Adin, the Mitzvah only applies when you come into Eretz Yisrael. Then the Mitzvah begins. The Birchas HaMazon changed. After we acquired Eretz Yisrael, after the Shev Shekovshu, then the Mitzvah of Birchas HaMazon changed. You have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us Eretz Yisrael. And then when they established, David HaMelech established Yerushalayim as the capital, the Gemara says he had composed the first part of the third bracha. The Rambam says by now, then the Gemara says the script of the Sefer Torah also changed. In the days of Ezra, till the days of Ezra, the private people used to write their Sefer Torah in Ksav Ivris, in Ksav Livrei Noah, a different alphabet. And then Ezra Sefer came along and he said, he got a nevuah that we should change the script of the Sefer Torah. So the Rishonim asked, they should have assumed that Ezra is a Novi Asheker. Ain't Novi Rishon Lachadish Dover Miyato, the Gemara has. A Novi, no Novi can come up and tell us that what Moshe Rabbeinu told us is not correct. What right did Ezra have to change the script of the Sefer Torah? So the Rishonim explained, no, Moshe Rabbeinu himself told us this. It says the Melech has to write and say for Torah because of Eloi is Mishneh HaTorah Hazois. What does the word Mishneh mean? So the Gemara says it's an allusion to the fact that Ksav She'osid Lehishtanos, the script of the Sefer Torah is going to change in the future. Moshe Rabbeinu told us that the script right now you write the Sefer Torah in Ksav Levi Noah. The day will come that a Navi will come and tell you, now is the time to change the script of the Sefer Torah. So that Navi happened to be Ezra. Ezra came, he changed the script of the Aleph Beis. The Rambam writes the only mitzvah that has yet to change, based on what it says in the Chumash, is the number of Ori Miklot. That for so many centuries, there were only six Ori Miklot, three in Eretz Yisrael, and three in Eva HaYarden. And Lasi Lava, if the Keni Knizi Kamoni will be incorporated as part of Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael Hashleima will go up until the Har Pras, till the Euphrates River. So then, Yasavta Lecha Ot Shalosh Arim Al HaShalosh Ha'Ela. Then Moshe Rabbeinu says we should add on another three Ori Miklot to add up to the sum total of nine. So the Rambam says that's the only mitzvah that has yet to change. All the other mitzvahs that Moshe Rabbeinu said are going to change in due time, changed already. The Birchas HaMazon changed already. The Nitzach HaYayin changed already. The Ksav of the Sefer Torah, the Mitzvah of Milo, all these things already did change. The only one mitzvah that has yet to change. See, this was a big ikar in the days of the Rambam. They were debating. The Christians claimed that the whole Torah changed, and the Muslims changed, the whole Torah changed. So we insist that nothing changed except for those things that Moshe Rabbeinu himself said in advance are going to change. So the Rambam writes, the only mitzvah that's left that has, that's supposed to change, it's going to be the mitzvah of six Ori Miklot. It's going to change to become nine Ori Miklot. It doesn't necessarily mean there are going to be more murderers, more people killing B'Shegeg. It means that the Medina has to set up a system where you have to have a fire department, you have to have a police department, you have to have hospitals, even if no one's going to be sick. You have to have doctors and know how to treat the patients. You have to have Ori Miklot to show that this is the way you're supposed to go. We hope no one will kill B'Shegeg. Well, no one will ever have to go to the Ori Miklot. But officially, you have to have Ori Miklot, like they have to have hospitals and so on. Like you need a police department, like you need an army. We hope we'll never need the army. That's in today's Sedra. The Achalta, the Savota, the Rachta, Sasham Elkecha is in Parsha Zeke.
Okay.
In this week's Sedra, Moshe Rabbeinu is giving Musa to Bnei Yisrael. So he says, before he dies, so he says, among other things, Zohar Eksavta, Sasham Elkecha, Bamidbar. You should remember the Chetu Egel, the way we angered HaKadosh Baruch Hu by worshipping Avodah Zarah. The Gemara has a statement in different places, different midrashim, that there are 613 mitzvahs. So the Rambam wrote, by way of introduction to his Mishnah Torah, he wrote a Sefer HaMitzvahs, wrote it in Arabic, and those of us that don't understand Arabic use the Hebrew translation. So the Rambam lists off what, in his opinion, are the 613 mitzvahs, the 248 mitzvahs I say, 365 mitzvahs loisaseh. The Rambam is not the first, and he's not the last. And there are those who disagree. Not everybody agrees with the counting of the Rambam. So the Ramban deletes about 17, 18 mitzvahs essay that the Rambam counts, so the Ramban leaves them out, has to replace them with other mitzvahs, because you have to have 248 mitzvahs essay, has to add up to 613. The Ramban writes in his commentary on the Sefer Mitzvahs, he's not sure regarding this pasuk, Zohar Eis Hashem Ksavtas Hashem Olkecha Bamidbar, was that a tzivui to the Dor HaMidbar? He's giving them Musav, he's giving them Tuchacha, you anger HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's terrible. You all worshipped Avodah Zarah. So if it's only Musa to the Dor HaMidbar, then it shouldn't belong in the Sefer HaMitzvah. Sefer HaMitzvah, they only count the mitzvah which is Nahegis L'Doris. Or, the Ramban says, perhaps the Kavanah of the Pasuk is, it's not that Moshe Rabbeinu is giving Musa, Moshe Rabbeinu is staying over a din that the Ribbono Shel Olam said, this is one of the 248 mitzvahs HaSeh. That once a year, every year, just like once a year, every year, we have to read Parsha Zohar. And once a year, every year, at least once a year, we have to read about Maimon HaSinai. He spoke Leir Shabbos. Mitzvah once, according to the Ramban, mitzvah once a year, every year, to read about Maimon HaSinai. So once a year, every year, we have to read about the Chet HaEgel. And the Magen Avraham didn't have a Sefer Mitzvahs with the Ramban, but he quotes this idea from the Medrash Yalkut Shemayni. He quotes the Yalkut Shemayni, that's Takaso. Once a year, every year, he's supposed to read the story of the Chet HaEgel. So this Shabbos, in effect, is a double Kiyama Mitzvah. This coming Shabbos, tomorrow night, is going to be Shabbos. So we're going to learn Parsha Zekev, the Parsha HaShavua, and all the Parsha is set up till you make a Siyam on the whole Sefer Torah, on Simchas Torah. And then there's an additional Kiyam, Zohar Es HaShek Tzavtas Shashem Lachech Bamidbar, we should remember the Chet HaEgel. So the Magen Avraham is bothered with the kasha. If one should really assume that this is a mitzvah in a Torah once a year, every year, so why don't we make a big fuss like Parsha Zohar? The Gabbai makes an announcement, everybody should pay attention to the brachas, everybody should have mind to the yotzei, and there's a special haftarah. So why don't we make a special haftarah for the Chet HaEgel? So the Magen Avraham says the same shaila about we should remember Zechiras Chet Miriam also. So he says, we should remember how terrible Lashon Hara is, and we should remember what Miriam said. She thought that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Novi like all the Nevi. It's not so. Moshe Rabbeinu was the highest level of Nevuah. So we should remember Chet Miriam. So the same question, why don't we make a special Kriyas HaTor, make an announcement? So he says, it's Genusim Shal Yisrael. It's a Genai to Kal Yisrael that we sing with the Chet HaEgel. It's a Genai to the Tzadekis Miriam that the Torah tells over the whole story that she said Lashon Hara. She didn't realize she was saying Lashon Hara against her own brother. So it's a genus, that's why we don't make a big announcement. So Baruch Epstein, the author of the Torah Tmima, has in his autobiography, he has a very interesting suggestion. It goes as follows. In Shulchan Aruch, an opinion is quoted that Parshas Para, once a year, every year, is a mitzvah menater. Parshas Para, where does that come out to be a mitzvah menater? What is it based on? So the Vilna Gaon says that it's a misprint. It's very hard to assume that it's a misprint because it appears in so many different Rishonim who are not copying each other. Everybody made a misprint. How can it be? So why in the world should Parshas Parah be a mitzvah minatar? Parshas Parah is before Pesach. We're announcing whoever is a Tomei Meis should hurry up and become Tohar. It takes Hazor Shlishi Shvi, it takes a week. You have to have Paraduma water, then you have to go to the mikveh after the Hazor Shlishi Shvi, you have to go to the mikveh. So everyone should become Torah before Pesach. So that's like an announcement. The Chum say you have to announce in advance. Everybody get ready to bring the Korban Pesach. Why should anybody think that Parshas Parah is Deraisa? So the Rabbi Baruch Epstein has this suggestion. Rashi, in the beginning of on Parshas Parah, the beginning of Parshas Chukas, quotes from the Bamidbar Rabbah from the Medrash that the idea behind the mitzvah Parah Duma is Tovo Ha'emut Kaneach Tzoas Beno. But the baby has a dirty diaper, so the mother usually cleans up the mess. Now they alternate, sometimes the father, sometimes the mother. But the Medrash says the mother cleans up the dirty mess. So the Parah is the mother of the eagle. It wasn't the real eagle, it was an eagle Hazav. But still, because B'nai Yisrael sinned with the eagle Hazav, So the Rebbeinu Shalom gave us a mitzvah, a paraduma, that should serve as a kapara for the Chet HaEgel. So the way to fulfill the mitzvah of Zechiras Chet HaEgel is by learning Parshas Parah. Parshas Parah is the Raisa because you have to learn Chet HaEgel. Why don't you learn the story of the Chet HaEgel? Why should you learn Parshas Parah? So this, the Baruch Epstein explains, based on the Gemara makes a very strange statement that at the time of the Chet HaEgel, B'derech HaTeva didn't make sense that Bnei Yisrael should worship Avodah Zarah. They just came out of Mitzrayim. They all witnessed the Esam Makas, Nisim and Nefloes, Gilu Shechina by Makas Becheres, Kriyas Yamsuf, Maimon HaSinai, everything. So the Derech HaTeva doesn't make sense that the people should worship Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara makes such a statement. HaKadosh Baruch Hu suspended their Bechira Chavshes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused them to sin with Chet HaEgel in order to teach them the lesson of tshuva. Horis tshuva l'rabim, that even if the entire nation worships Avodah Zarah, it is still possible to have a tikkun. It's possible to have a tikkun for that. So the tikkun was the mitzvah of Parah Aduma. So the whole purpose of remembering the Chet HaEgel is not to remember we should walk around with a guilty conscience. We should walk around and feel that we're born in sin. No, we should remember the lesson of tshuva. That even if the entire tzibur sins with Avodah Zarah, it's still possible to do tshuva. So that's perhaps, if one should assume, like the Ramban's suggestion, he's not sure whether the pasuk in this week's sedra, Zochareis asher k'tzavta so shamal kecha b'midbar, was that just a divrei musar to the Dor HaMidbar? They should remember, the Rebbeinu Shalom has such rachmanis on you, you all worshipped Avodah Zarah, and he didn't wipe you out? Or was it a mitzvah l'doros? We should learn once a year, every year, the story of Chet HaEgel, not so much to walk around with a guilty feeling. Remember the Chet HaEgel. We weren't really guilty. Kodesh Baruch Hu suspended our Bechira Chavshes. The Gemara's Lashon is, Lahoy Yisoh Shebe'or Sehador, Ruyim Lohoysa Maisa, Ela Lahoris Tshuva L'Rab. The Baruch Hu suspended their Bechira Chavshes to teach the lesson of Tshuva. So that's the mitzvah. So that mitzvah would perhaps be fulfilled by laying Parshas Parah once a year. Parshas Parah is the Tikkun. Tov Lohem Et Kaneach Tzoyas Binom.